3 o'clock.
Lying accusation, dangerous on Facebook. I'm Barbara Cusack. Democrats intensified their pressure on the Trump administration today as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused Attorney General William Barr of lying to lawmakers.
The Attorney General of the United States of America was not telling the truth to the Congress of the United States. That's a crime.
A Justice Department spokesperson called Pelosi's comments reckless and false. They come the day after senators grilled Barr over his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report and amid this week's revelations that Mueller took issue with how Barr characterized his findings and put it in writing in late March. But in April, Barr told Congress he didn't know how Mueller felt about his summary. Karen Caifa, Washington.
A man who plotted to bomb New York City subways has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Prosecutors said that Al-Qaeda recruit Najibullah Zazi provided extraordinary assistance to counter-terror authorities, leading to the lighter sentence. Facebook is removing people and organizations from its site that it deems dangerous, as correspondent Jim Roop explains.
For example, Louis Farrakhan's accused of using anti-Semitic language, and right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has promoted what has been called the white genocide theory. Facebook says it will also dump pages, groups, and accounts created to promote or represent those banned.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports a federal jury returned a guilty verdict on racketeering conspiracy charges against Insys Therapeutics founder and former CEO John Kapoor and four other former employees.
The case centered on a fentanyl-based pain medication called Subsys. The nasal spray is intended to treat patients with cancer who are suffering from intense pain. Prosecutors argued that doctors wrote large numbers of Subsys prescriptions, including for non-cancer patients, in exchange for kickbacks and bribes from the Insys executives.
A 10-month-old baby was found dead today. Three other migrants feared drowned after their raft flipped in the night on the Rio Grande as they tried to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Home prices have gone up by 50% in the last 6 years. However, it seems values are peaking. You've probably also heard the Federal Reserve has raised the Fed funds rate four times in 2018 alone. But mortgage rates have actually dropped by half a point since late last fall. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work, like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing.
Arizona News Radio. Attorney General William Barr refusing to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today, claiming unprecedented conditions on his testimony. A move infuriating House Democrats like Southern Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva.
I don't think he belongs in that position, and I think as those hearings go on, it's going to prove that.
Barr testified Wednesday in the Senate and said he was not going to appear in the House when it became clear Democrats on the House committee wouldn't budge on their plan to have committee counsel ask questions of him. A 13-year-old girl in Surprise shot at close range with a pellet gun, allegedly by her father.
The suspect involved in this case, 37-year-old Isaiah Jackson, is in our custody and has been booked into the Maricopa County 4th Avenue Jail.
Sergeant Tim Klarkowski says the girl needed surgery, the pellet landing on the lining of her heart. She apparently claimed her father shot her because she stole food. Microsoft pays more than $20 million for 151 acres of land in El Mirage that it will use for data centers. Diamondbacks beat the Yankees 3-2. Low 90s in the desert, 60s in the high country. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This is your KFNX traffic report brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. We have a crash in Phoenix at I-10 westbound at University Drive. And in Phoenix, there's an accident, 51st Avenue and Indian School Road. And in Phoenix, there's another accident on McDowell Road, eastbound of 24th Street. In-N-Out, every burger is freshly grilled to order, made with juicy 100% beef patties, freshly baked buns, and crispy produce. That's as fresh as it gets, fresh you can taste.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, expect a mostly cloudy sky early, becoming clear by midnight. Low middle 60s with a calm wind. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny and warm, high 94 with a light west wind. Clear Friday night, low 68, sunny Saturday, high 97. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 88 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter.com/search.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this VRBO-DYODD Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Hi, Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in. Talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table. 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line always on Monday through Sunday. 480-451-3318. And our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio, rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus how VRBO impacts your home buying process. Then in our loan segment, mortgage applications on fire. Deanne has her most popular program and the rare occurrence enticing so many of you. Then bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner. We will drill down on perhaps the hottest segment in the commercial market and how the individual investor can take advantage. Down the stretch, new listings, distress sales, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
You know what everybody's talking about right now? Inventory.
I thought you were going to talk about the draft.
Well, the draft's old hat, right? That happened last week.
That's true.
That's a world away.
But everybody was talking about it.
We did pretty good the draft, don't you think?
We'll see. The draft is always a 3-year project.
I don't think we should have gave up Josh Rosen so quickly.
I love all these people that like, you know, you think all the answers have to happen tomorrow or, you know, heads will roll. But, you know, we don't know answers for 3 years, pretty much.
That's why Josh Rosen.
It's just hysterical to me.
A little premature.
Premature, like all these pundits on all these shows. They have nothing better to do than talk about how good the let's grade the people. Let's grade everybody on the draft, even though we have no freaking clue.
None.
Zero.
Somebody could sprain an ankle stepping over a curb.
I mean, you'd think the New York Giants, my team, you'd think that everybody in the whole front office needs to be fired. They should be just fired with the reaction to, you know, their picks. But anyway, Cardinals too. I mean, Cardinals took some chances.
I'm betting on Miami. I think Rosen's going to do great.
I love Rosen.
He's going to have a great year. So what else are we talking about?
You know,
people talk about inventory. Every party I go to, every street corner. Hey, Rick, what's with inventory? What's with the inventory out there? I hear there's nothing for sale, but actually inventory is pretty low for the most part. Under 18,000, 17,500 active listings in MLS right now. That's everything. Condos, townhomes, so, mobile homes, in-house, out-house, yard house, everything.
So is that, what in perspective, is that?
It's low. It's low. That means okay.
There's not a lot for sale.
Not a lot for sale. Well, just to give you a quick synopsis. You know, back when the market was on fire and we couldn't, when prices were doubling monthly, there was about 4,600 homes available.
Oh, on the low side.
On the low side.
The lowest we've ever seen.
It's the lowest I've ever seen it. And then when the market crashed in 09 and everything reversed, there was over 80,000.
80?
80. Now there's 17. Picture all the homes that have been built. Picture all of the different homes that are now for sale that have come available over the last 10 years. And there's still only 17,500 homes available in active listings in MLS, right?
And we are the fifth largest metro area in the country.
Ninth. I always thought it was the fifth too.
We are the fifth.
I heard it was the ninth, tenth.
Brian, go Google I think we're that the right
tenth.
Now.
We are the 10th largest city. 10th largest city in the country. Okay. I always thought it was the fifth. Too.
You'll see you're incorrect. But anyway, let's move on.
Okay. So
I don't arbitrarily throw this stuff out, my brother. But anyway, keep going.
This hurts companies like OfferPad. There. I said it.
Inventory hurts companies like OfferPad.
Exactly. They don't need to take less for their property, so they don't need to take these investor buyers coming in, paying cash, stealing houses. That's what's happening. OfferPad, if you go on their website, they have this pricing details. They took a $255,000 house. Selling to OfferPad versus a traditional offer of $255,000.
Like going through a traditional agent.
Right. They call commission. Okay, it's that dirty word out there. Commission. Dirty. It's a four-letter word, commission. Oh, what are you getting? Kind of commission are you getting? You know what OfferPad calls it? A service fee. So they're calling a $255,000 house. They're calling a $17,625 service fee.
$17,000.
Versus a 6% commission. Let's call it commission for a lack of a better word. Let's just call it a service fee for traditional realtors.
You mean like our service fee?
Yeah. 6% would be $14,100. We're already saving money using a traditional agent. Then they put in here seller concessions 0 for OfferPad, seller concessions 2% for a traditional offer. BS. You want to take a 2% seller concession? You can. If you get a great offer, you can. They put $4,700 in there in a traditional sale, which they believe that automatically has to be done.
That happens every time.
Yes.
So that goes against our 6% side.
Yeah. Then they have a overlap ownership costs. 0 for OfferPad, $2,500. For traditional offer.
Are you saying overlap?
Overlap ownership costs, meaning like if
moving?
Not even so much moving. Say you purchased another home and you had to move into another one, but you had about another month. With OfferPad, they're saying we'll pay cash and we'll get rid of you and you won't have any overlap costs. That's also BS. OfferPad is a bunch of liars.
Ooh, easy. By the way,
now,
go ahead.
Selling to OfferPad. Here's some of the things. No need to keep spotless show ready house. That's what OfferPad is saying. No strangers walking through your home. No worries about the cost of owning two homes. How are you going to purchase two homes? You're only going to purchase two homes if you want to, if you can qualify. Cash buyer, no appraisal contingency. There's many cash buyers in a traditional sale. Pick your own closing date. You can pick your own closing date regardless. Free local move. High professional move.
Okay, so they're going to move you.
Now, for traditional, what they're saying on a traditional offer, this is what they're saying. Frequent showings with strangers in your house. Uncertainty while waiting for an offer. Ooh, where's that Halloween music?
So they're selling convenience, Rick. Speed and convenience. It's tough. It's tough to make your beds to sell and make a little extra money to sell your biggest asset. It's tough.
Stressful negotiations.
Mm.
Last minute buyer cancellations.
All right, so you got a minute. What's the bottom line?
The bottom line.
Between going with the offer pad offer and a traditional, what's the savings? Or what's the difference in the...
If I were to take out and redo exactly what, you make more money with a traditional seller than you do offer pad. That is a given. A given. Don't believe everything you read through offer pad.
I got a lot more to say about that subject. Up next, Deanne's most popular loan program and the rare occurrence enticing so many. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers, 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers, with Arizona Best Real Estate, eltonbrothers.com.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton.
Licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
Deannetized.
Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Deanne. How's it going today?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, you just got your nose to the grind. I'm watching this 10-year treasury. Looks like it hit, it looks like it kind of bottoms out around 2.5, 2.48. But for some reason, it's not really affecting mortgage rates that much. It went from 2.6, 2.7.
Right.
What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing that the investors, they have eased, but they haven't come down anymore. So I think the investors were waiting for the feds to come out yesterday, as they always do before a speech. They want to make sure that it's validated, that they're not going to raise rates again. So they hedge the market a little bit, and that's pretty standard from my experience.
But overall, Deanne... Overall, we were talking about rates well in the fours last week.
Yes.
On some of these programs.
Yes.
And I know mortgage applications have been way up. Rick was talking about how inventory is very much under pressure. And so what we thought we would do is talk about your most popular program and why it's so popular.
Well, you and I discussed this earlier that, you know, out of all of the buyers, let's say, that I have for May, 90% of them are doing conventional loans. I have a VA, and then I have one FHA. And I think the reason for that is now people are realizing if you have really good credit, and let's say you make less than $66,000 a year, you can go on the Home Ready program, which gives you reduced mortgage insurance. Also, even if you can't, you put 5% down, and I'm seeing a lot of 5% down. Because to come up with the additional 1.5% for most people, since it can be gifted, is what they would prefer to do. Maybe they're not first-time home buyers, but they're selling a home. They want to take the rest of their equity and pay off all debt. But because of the high, if they have the higher credit score, they actually get a bonus on the mortgage insurance. So it's less expensive than an FHA currently for those people, because for the first time, in a very long time, just like last week, the rates on a government loan are running very close to the rates on a conventional loan.
Right.
Where for the past few years, it's been, you know, the government loans were running anywhere between 0.5% and 0.25% better than conventional.
So I want to delineate. I want to delineate real quick, just in an overview. So we, because what we most people have been doing. The 3.5% down FHA, it can be gifted, and there is mortgage insurance, but now it's making more sense to go conventional 5% down with lower mortgage insurance, and the rates are the same.
Basically, that's it in a nutshell. And the reason for that, let's keep in mind, you know, we're well past the recession when so many people got hit with short sales, foreclosures, bankruptcies, so their seasoning is... Most people are over their seasoning requirements, and their credit score has rebounded enough where, you know, you want to look at both. FHA was so prevalent for a long time because people were still in that waiting period, and they're not a veteran.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So rates the same, but lower costs to get the conventional.
Well, the costs are the same, however.
I mean, the MI, I'm talking about the MI part.
Yes, the MI, absolutely. And it will fall off eventually. On FHA, unless you put 10% down, you get to pay it the whole 30 years, and you have the upfront in addition to. On a conventional, you simply pay the monthly, unless you, you know, decide to pay the mortgage insurance upfront and you don't want to pay it monthly. You know, there's different ways that you can do it. So basically, you know, somebody needs to just sit down and explain. Each circumstance is different, but I do see a lot of conventionals and on my refis also.
Now, they raised the conventional loan limits.
Yes.
What are we at now? What's our conventional loan limit?
484-350.
It was like 417, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe right around there. You know, I live in today's world, Dave.
Right, but I'm just saying, that brings in, yes, you know, a whole pool of buyers that don't have to jump into the jumbo thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And jump through all the hoops, so they just follow straight Fannie Mae guidelines or Freddie Mac.
There you go. So mm-hmm. We're talking with Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, basically the 3.5% FHA versus the 5% conventional. Give her a call. See which program is best for you. 602-606-6728, 602-606-6728. We got a few minutes, Deanne. Let's get in some rates.
Sure, sure. Now, what I'm going to quote you are the par rates. Like we talked about last week, you might want to consider, if you have the cash or if the seller will pay a discount point or half discount point, will buy you down on your rates now. It sometimes makes sense to look at it. But the par rate today is on 280 is 4.5 with an APR of 5.577, 1770, 51 on FHA.
1771. How about VA?
VA, same thing. 280, 100% financing, 4.5 with an APR of 4.572. Total all in, 1606.22.
1606. And by the way, Deanne will be the best VA loan agent you've ever spoken to. She's an expert. Can I say expert, Deanne?
Well, my husband's a disabled vet, and I did VA for the first 2 years of my career. It's all I did. So, yes, I know it pretty well.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So if you're a veteran out there, give Deanne a call. Use that VA eligibility. 4.5% money.
Absolutely.
Out there. Unbelievable. And that's on 280, no money down. How about conventional? Do you want to do do you have the 5% numbers? I don't know if you ran those or not.
No, I didn't. I apologize. I'll do that for our next show.
Okay. But anyway, so 20% down.
Yep, 20% down, good credit, 4.5%, APR 4.484, all in 1322.48.
Wow, 1322.
Yep.
280, unbelievable. How about investors, Deanne?
Investors, 20% down, good credit, you're looking at 5.75, APR 5.977, 1494.70.
That investor rate really hasn't moved down much, has it?
No, but I will tell you, if my investors can afford it, I encourage 25% down because they will do about 3/8 to 1/2 better on the interest rate for the additional 5%.
Good point.
Yep.
Pay that extra because it makes sense. We still have a couple minutes, and I want to kind of drill down into that a little bit.
Right. Because
the 5.75 sounds high. But if you go to 25% down, you can get to 5.25 potentially.
Right.
Now,
right.
Let's talk a little bit about buy downs while we have a minute. On some of these programs, it may be worth it to, what are we looking at to get the rate an extra an eighth or a quarter?
Well, here's the deal. It varies per program. And so let's use that 280. And, you know, today you can probably spend a point and buy it down to 4.125. And, you know, that's going to really help out that payment. If you're going to be there long term, it's worth it.
And there you go.
Thanks, Deanne.
You got to call Deanne and find out what is the best strategy. She's got them all. 602-606-6728. Up next, drilling down on the hottest segment in commercial and how individual investors can take advantage. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Savage Nation, afternoons at 5 p.m. on 1100 KFNX. No fake news. Independent talk, 1100 KFNX.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield.
You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me.
Attorney General William Barr skipped a House hearing on the Mueller report today. New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, who serves on the Judiciary Committee, says fellow Democrats will continue to press for Barr's testimony.
We're not going to overreach. We're not going to overpoliticize. We're not going to overinvestigate. But we are not going to run away from our constitutional responsibility to do meaningful oversight of the administration.
Baltimore's Mayor Catherine Pugh resigned under pressure today. The move comes amid a flurry of investigations into whether she arranged bulk sales of her self-published children's books to disguise hundreds of thousands of dollars in kickbacks. Despite attempts to crack down on it, the Pentagon estimated the number of sexual assaults in the military climbed nearly 38% in 2018 compared with a survey 2 years ago. The Pentagon said there were 6,053 reports of sexual assaults last year. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Arizona News Radio, Attorney General William Barr refusing to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today, claiming unprecedented conditions on his testimony, a move infuriating House Democrats like Southern Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva.
I don't think he belongs in that position, and I think as the hearings go on, it's going to prove that.
Barr testified Wednesday in the Senate and said he was not going to appear in the House when it became clear Democrats on the House committee wouldn't budge on their plan to have committee counsel ask questions of him. A 13-year-old girl in Surprise shot at close range with a pellet gun, allegedly by her father.
The suspect involved in this case, 37-year-old Isaiah Jackson, is in our custody and has been booked in the Maricopa County 4th Avenue Jail.
Sergeant Tim Klarkowski says the girl needed surgery, the pellet landing on the lining of her heart. She apparently claimed her father shot her because she stole food. Microsoft pays more than $20 million for 151 acres of land in El Mirage that it will use for data centers. Diamondbacks beat the Yankees 3-2. Low 90s in the desert, 60s in the high country. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This is your KFNX traffic report brought to you by Express Services Incorporated. We have a crash in Phoenix I-17 westbound at University Drive. And in Mesa, there's an accident, US 60 westbound at Mesa Drive. And also in Mesa, there's an accident, US 60 at Country Club Drive. You know what it takes to succeed? Put your experience to work and launch your business for a limited time. Express Employment Professionals will give you $25,000 to open up your own franchise. Visit expressfranchising.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, expect a mostly cloudy sky early, becoming clear by midnight. Low middle 60s with a calm wind. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny and warm, high 94 with a light west wind. Clear Friday night, low 68, sunny Saturday, high 97. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 84 degrees.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, EltonBrothers, one word, at Cox.net. If you missed any part of the show, archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows. Search the MLS. Get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose. Completely free, of course. It's all at eltonbrothers.com. Your one-stop shop for real estate across this valley.
Beyond Meat. You seen this stock on the board?
I have.
It's up $68 today. Beyond Meat Incorporated.
IPO.
Oh my God.
You know what the whole thing is? It's like the science of, it's like vegetables that taste like meat.
They had a bunch of hamburgers they brought on CNBC. Everybody liked them. Except for one dude. Gave it a C. The others gave it an A. I'm excited about it. I'm not much of a meat eater.
So the guy that gave it a C is probably a short seller.
No, he's a traditional barbecue dude with the slab of meat on the barbecue. Painting it with barbecue sauce.
You never know.
Wow.
He knows somebody who has somebody who thinks it's, you know.
So to button up this offer pad thing.
Yes, button it up.
A $255,000 offer. My calculations, I believe that the seller will net $207 for the offer pad offer and $221 for the traditional offer. Offer pad is not going to give you full price for your house. If market value is $255, they are not going to give you $255. They're an investor buyer. And then you have to take their fees off of the adjusted price that they give you. You gotta research it. You gotta interview both. Interview a real estate professional. And if you wanna interview OfferPad, do it. We have no stake in the game when it comes to OfferPad.
Here's the key takeaway. The reason we don't have a stake in that is because OfferPad just puts their house back on the market. So they put their house back on the market and agents come and sell it. And also agents partner with, these iBuyers, these institutional buyers, we can represent you in dealing with these places.
The only stake we have in it.
This is a public service announcement, basically.
We don't want buyers getting the short end of a stick.
Of course.
When they're selling the most important asset.
Just remember when somebody comes out there and says, nobody's going to traipse through your house. Like, that's a reason to give up $15,000?
Traipse.
Or it's going to take a little bit longer or this. By the way, this market, as Rick is talking about earlier in segment one, inventory for any kind of decent homes are going quickly. And there's really not a huge discount in the 250 price range. I mean, these homes are going fast. All the decent stuff flies off the shelves. Anyway, by the way, you had mentioned growth. I had Brian, our ace engineer, controller guy, look it all up. We're number six right now with a bullet. Because Maricopa County, number one growth county in the country for second year in a row. So that'll change.
Number one growth county for sure. Heard that.
Yeah, Phoenix, number six. But the amount population. Of people. The population, amount of, six. You just looked it up.
I know. Did All you right. put that on Google? Well, I did the same thing. I thought I got number nine.
Yeah.
Number nine.
That's that dyslexia
number
thing.
Nine.
So I started the thing, the show, Rick.
You're all full of cutdowns today, aren't you?
Started the show by saying VRBODYODD Thursday, and you didn't even ask me what it meant.
What does it mean, Dave?
Do your own due diligence Thursday. So I was out to dinner the other night, friends of ours. They live in a very nice gated community. Very nice. In Scottsdale. And these friends of theirs have a home in the neighborhood, obviously. And the neighbor behind them who's not part of this gated community, parties every weekend. No HOA.
What's their address?
Don't know their address.
I like to join a party.
Yeah, there you go. But the point of it is that it's a VRBO hut back there. And so, well, an HOA neighborhood, when you are going out there shopping for your home people, and you don't live in an HOA, so there's less restrictions, obviously. You can, you know, you can have VRBO, and there is, they are subject to city ordinances, which, you know, are pretty lax, for lack of a better word. And it's hard to get those things abided by. You can complain, you can call the police, you can do this, but they've been living there for a year. And you guys need to check the areas around the homes that you're considering. This is my point for all this. Beyond just your neighborhood, you got to see the neighborhood you back to, side to, all of that. Because...
Yeah, but I mean, you definitely could look into that. And right now, the house may not be renter, you know, owned, landlord owned.
But you know,
and then say, and then 8 months down the road, that house goes for sale, and then a landlord buys it, and then VRBOs it, and then you got parties every weekend. The best thing to do there is just to cut a hole through your wall and put a gate and join the party. Because
just know, if it's not an HOA, anything can happen. Is the point?
True. If you back up to a non-HOA subdivision. Best of luck. Not a lot you could do.
Yeah. Except complain. And as you know, I'm not a huge HOA guy.
And the more you complain, the more they crank their Van Halen. That's it.
Mother, there's laws out there. They're trying to get them, you know, a little more firmed up.
Just don't get to the Black Sabbath stage. Okay. Turned up. It's like at the Hard Rock Cafe Hotel in Vegas. You know, when they complain because the music's too high, right? People staying in those rooms, they call down to the front desk and they go, can you tell the people in room 207 to turn the music up? That's the way it's going to be.
All right. I want to get into investors, Rick.
Now, keep in mind, one other thing about HOAs.
HOA. Okay.
I'm on the board of several. And guess what the fine is for if you break the HOA rules and regs for... short-term rentals under 30 days. We have a 30-day. $5,000 a day is what they charge. If they find out that you signed a lease for a VRBO or a Airbnb, because they go online, they check it out, they do research.
Check the CC&Rs, people, regarding short-term rentals.
$5,000 a day, I've seen.
Okay.
Be careful. Don't think you're going to get away with it.
My investors are going to feel very cheated, Rick, if I don't get into this.
Do it.
So you know what one of the hottest segments in commercial?
Warehouse.
Warehouse industrial. A Bahrain-based investor. Bahrain. Poured $2 billion into U.S. real estate since late 2017. And most of it is in distribution warehouse centers, including our favorite city of Phoenix, Arizona. And this is what I thought was interesting. 8 buildings, including 120,000 square footer, in Tolleson, Goodyear, and like places.
Buckeye.
They now own 191 industrial buildings totaling 16 million square feet. And the point of all of this, and where I am going with all of this, they're looking for convenient access to major highways. Close to big cities.
Tolleson is it.
Long-term leases. Big companies like FedEx and the like. Infrastructure.
Amazon.
Amazon's another one. We know Microsoft just bought 270 acres plus 140 acres plus another 151 acres.
So what are you saying?
What I'm saying is if you are a small-time investor, an individual investor, like many of our clients are individual investors, and you go to the Goodyears and the Tollisons and the El Mirages and the Surprises where the 303 meets the 10, and you've got manufacturing and distribution and data centers now and logistics, all of this stuff, and warehouses being built, good place to pick up some single family rentals. Pricing in the 2 to 250 range. Those things will cash flow and rents are getting stronger. Give the Elton Brothers a call. We can put you in one. 480-451-3318. Up next, new listings, distressed sales. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
You're on with the Elton Brothers.
What's this get bonafide thing you guys keep talking about?
Well, we can get you a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week.
So you're going to lowball me?
No lowballs. As I said, these are competitive cash offers, hence the name bonafide, as in get your bonafide cash offer today.
You understand my house has sweeping mountain views.
Everything gets factored into these offers.
Well, I'm not quite ready to move yet.
It's at your convenience, so you get a great price, and the Elton Brothers guide you every step of the way.
What's the number?
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318, or eltonbrothers.com.
Get bonafide!
Yeah, help! Two medical towns.
Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton. Still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in the Elton Brothers. You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. And of course, you can always check out eltonbrothers.com. Just fill out an email address and you have MLS access at your fingertips. Pretty cool.
Very cool.
You ever see some of these agents out there that They have the in the remarks, if you want to submit an offer on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, don't expect a response till after 12 o'clock on Monday.
Yeah, they have. That's annoying.
As if people's lives stopped for 4 days.
Well, real estate's a 24/7 biz.
24/7, my brother.
I mean, I get phone calls all the way up until midnight. You know, people trying to do stuff. Because when you're buying a house, it's emotional. And people don't care if there's banker hours anymore.
Well, you know, it's a big world. And
9 to 5 days are over.
Yeah. And plus we have a lot of clients like in, say back east, and we have clients overseas, and you know, they're all on their own schedules, and we got to do what's in their best interest. So when you don't want to have your offer, you won't look at it for 4 days. That's tough sometimes. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. It's frustrating sometimes.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, people want 24-hour answer. Most of the time in offers, you have to put an acceptance time, right?
Of course.
And it's hard not to beat to that drum when you're waiting on, you got a cash offer, you're very strong, you got a moving van down the street, and you need questions answered. You know?
So if you want a couple, a group, a team that's going to work for you all the time, give the Elton Brothers a try. We'd love to interview for any job. 480-451-3318. We've only been doing this combined, 36 years now? The show, we've actually done the show now. I think we're on year 12.
Isn't that crazy?
I think we've done over almost 800 transaction sides, I think. Or 1600, I guess 800 homes, 16, yeah, a lot. It adds up.
It does. You know, my calculator doesn't have enough zeros for the amount of transactions.
Speaking of some of these.
We have long-term listeners too. I got a call today from one of our listeners.
Oh yeah? Which one?
My God, I think we've bought and sold 6 houses from them.
Nice.
Yeah. But,
loyalty.
Yeah. A lot of people listen to the show. Even though we change times, a lot of people still follow us.
Sometimes people have to catch up.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about?
You want to do, listings? You want to do?
Yeah.
Let's do listings.
You know what? Let's do distress sales.
Okay. What do you got?
You know, I tell you, we take this, this list and we comb it and we hand pick some of the best distressed properties out there.
And these could be like probate sales, short sales, pre-foreclosures, everything like that, and everything in between.
Cave Creek, 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2,700 square feet, built in 99 for $465 in Cave Creek, $177 a foot. When the average in Cave Creek, $212 a foot.
So this one caught my eye in Paradise Valley because they had it listed for $1,695,000 and they just reduced it to $1,489,000. It's a 3-bedroom, 3-bath with a pool and a 7-car garage in PV. If you have any interest in that.
7 cars.
7 G's.
I like this one in Gilbert. 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 3,348 square feet, built in 01. $397, $118 a foot in Gilbert.
Here's another one in Phoenix. Big reduction. They went from $1,200,000 to $1,200,000 on a 6-bedroom, 5.5-bath, 7,300 square foot house built in 97, Rick. 3-car garage, pool, spa, den, office for $1,000,000 in North Phoenix.
How about Litchfield Park? $499 for 4,600 feet. That's $107 a foot. You can't build it for that. This house was built in 03. It's a 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath, Litchfield Park. $499.
Gilbert. 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath, pool, den, 3-car garage, 4,200 square feet.
100.
4,200. This just came on the market for $525. That's under $125 a foot in Gilbert.
How about Peoria? You love Peoria.
Yeah, it's a great, another a lot five of bed. Investors there.
Another 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 3,200 feet. Built in 99 for $399, $127 a foot in Peoria.
I got this beat. How about Chandler? Chandler, Rick. 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath. Listen to this. 4,461 square feet. Built in 99. Built in 99. How much? Take a guess. 4,400 square feet. Built in 1999.
Where?
Chandler. 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath. Pool.
Huh. Pool. 487.
509. 114 a foot. 114 a foot in Chandler. So that's Chandler, Gilbert, Paradise Valley, Peoria. You basically have it covered. Oh, and we'll give you one more in Carefree. 3-bedroom, 5.5-bath with a casita on an acre, 4-car garage, almost 6,000 square feet. It just came on the market for $765.
Can't beat it.
On an acre in Carefree. Carefree. Hello. Those are some pretty good distress sales for all you Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm fans out there.
That was a good one.
Pretty good.
Let's talk about some of our listings.
Let's do it. You got a few minutes.
How about a 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo in McCormick Ranch, 1,000 square feet, $225. Now, this is actually in a subdivision where the HOA is very lax when it comes to VRBO. They have no lease requirement. You can lease it for one day in this particular subdivision. So if you want to do VRBO, this is actually a condo in a condominium subdivision that has no lease minimum on its CC.
So a lot of people are doing VRBO in there, mm-hmm. and it's sort of the expected thing. And you know what? It sets up perfect. It's close to the freeways. It's close to restaurants, close to the ballparks, close to all that stuff in Scottsdale that you want. And it's easy to maintain, and it's a cash flow cow. We can run you analysis on it.
How 225.
About 225. All right. Can I do one?
You got it.
How about Greyhawk? 5 bedrooms, 3 baths. Pool, 3-car garage, totally remodeled. We just reduced it. It was $719.9. Now it's $714.9 in Greyhawk. Backs to the park. Beautiful premium north-south lot. And you know, you cannot do the VRBO in Greyhawk, just so you know.
No.
Not going to work.
How about 5 acres? A custom lot in Cave Creek. Sorry. Very close to Harold's. 5 acres, 390, we had it at 397, we reduced it to 249. 5 acres in Cave Creek.
Wow, that's a big reduction. You can put a nice estate on that. How about, North Scottsdale, Pinnacle Peak and Pima area? 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, office, 2-car, it's really a 2.5-car garage, there's like a workshop in there, almost 3,700 square feet. This one had a big reduction. It was 825, now it's 749. In North Scottsdale, great Eastern McDowell Mountain views on that one.
That's a custom home. Pinnacle Peak in Pima.
Beauty. You want to do Aviano and then that's going to wrap it up.
All right. Aviano. This is the largest Mirador plan in Aviano. It's a 7-bedroom, 6.5-bath, 7,350 square feet, pool, spa, 4-car garage, basement, theater, game room. I mean, it's got all the bells and whistles for $1,249,000 for 7,350 square feet built in 05.
Can't beat it. Want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, and our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston's Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, Best Steaks in Town. Take your clients, take your family, any special occasion, check it out. Inspect 10 Home Inspections, our man behind the glass today, Brian, thank you. And of course, a big Real Estate Show thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you do have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, the radio show, 35 plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today, 480-451-3318, or check out Elton Brothers at Cox.net. See you next Thursday right here at 3 o'clock, right here on The Real Estate Show.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard.
And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cape Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. The